Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi, this is Allison. How's everyone doing tonight? You know, it's Monday night, it's the beginning of the work week, and maybe you've had a disastrous date last weekend, and you're in luck because tonight our topic is we're going to be talking all about relationships. Love is in the air, it's spring, and I got some help for you when it comes to trying to find Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, and whether or not numerology can give you guidance when it comes to love. But before I get to that, I have a couple announcements that I'd like to make. First off, I'm doing a workshop May 12th in Doylestown, PA. So if you happen to be listening and you live in that area and you might be interested, I would just love to meet you. This is going to be an exciting interactive workshop which teaches the basics of numerology. And each participant will be provided with their own personal numerology chart. And as the workshop progresses, they can follow along and apply what's being taught to their own numbers. It's really a great way to learn about numerology as well as to learn about yourself. So if you're interested, contact www.susandovellseminars.com, and you can find that information on the events page. And my other announcement that I'd like to make is about my newsletter. Each month I publish the Visible by Numbers newsletter. It's not only fun, but it's also very informative. There are tips on numerology, as well as information about books and websites and upcoming events, and it's absolutely free. And all you have to do is email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and put newsletter in the subject line. And this information, too, can be found right on my bio page on the BBS homepage, so check it out. So let's get back to these relationships and how numerology can give you guidance when it comes to love. Now, the subject of love and relationship preoccupies so much of our time. People write about it, they sing about it, they talk about it, they think about it, they make movies about it. And from all the attention that we give it, one would assume that the whole world revolves around it. Now, no one has ever found the magic formula for true love, and perhaps it'll always remain a mystery. Numerology can at least help you understand just exactly who you are getting involved with and give you some ideas on compatibility. Now, many numerologists will tell you about the compatibility of the numbers and what numbers blend beautifully and which ones create discord. I happen to believe that love has no boundaries or limitations. There's a reason that opposites attract. If we all were to marry someone who is exactly like ourselves, I mean, that would be totally boring. I mean, what could we possibly learn or how could we grow if we only exposed ourselves to identical clones of ourselves? I know, speaking personally, I don't think I'd really want to be married to someone just like me. So no one has ever solved this mystery of love or found a secret formula to what a perfect relationship is. But numerology can at least help you understand the nature of the person you're getting involved with and make an informed decision as to whether or not you can deal with the relationship. The numbers found in a numerology chart represents the energy of your potential Mr. or Mrs. Right. They are what they are, and frankly, you can't change them. The question is, can you live with them? And what are you willing to put up with? And can you accept and respect your differences? Now, if you want to follow along, and maybe you've got somebody in mind, maybe you've got that special someone, and you happen to know what date they were born on, and that's really what we're going to be working with tonight is the date of birth. And so I'm just going to give you a real quick, brief little lesson on how to figure out the life path number. I'm going to talk about the day that you were born, just so that you can follow along. But also, the lines are going to be open in a little bit, and I'll take your calls, and you can give me dates of birth of people, and I will give you my best advice as to whether or not, you know, you're going to have some issues with this person. So to talk about how to determine the life path number using your date of birth, okay, For the sake of the show, we're going to take a broad stroke here and generalize a bit, and we're not going to go into a lot of details on the interpretations. Like I said, I just want you to look at the date of birth. And the way that you find out the life path is it's simple addition. Anybody can do it. You add the month plus the day plus the year that a person was born. Now, first you reduce all the numbers to a single digit with the exception of master numbers. Master numbers are 11, 22, and 33. And when I say reduce to a single digit, I mean adding the digits until you have reached a single digit. For example, 12 would be reduced to a single digit by adding the 1 plus the 2, and it would equal a 3. Now, I'm going to give you an example on how to calculate the life path. We're going to use the date of birth, 10-17-1953. We would first reduce the month to a single digit, 1 plus 0 equals 1. Then we would reduce the day to a single digit, 1 plus 7 equals 8. Now reduce the year to a single digit, 1 plus 9 plus 5 plus 3 equals 18. Now we have to reduce the 18, so 1 plus 8 equals 9. Now, when you have the month and the day and the year reduced to a single digit, we're going to add them all across. We're going to add the single digit of the month plus the day plus the year. So we're adding 1 plus 8 plus 9. It equals 18. And again, we have to reduce, so we're going to add 1 plus 8 equals 9. And this person would have a 9 life path. Now, here's an example using a master number. As I said, master numbers are 11, 22, and 33. If a person was born 11-29-1961, we would reduce the month to a single digit, but because the month is a master number, it doesn't get reduced, so we leave it an 11. Now we reduce the day to a single digit, the 2 plus the 9 equals an 11. And again here, we have no need to reduce any further because it's an 11, it's a master number. It stays that way. Now we reduce the year to a single digit, 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 1 equals 17. We have to reduce that 17, so we're going to 1 plus 7 equals 8. And when we add it across, the month plus the day in the year, we're adding 11 plus 11 plus 8, which equals 30, and the 3 plus 0 equals 3, and this person would have a 3 life path number. Are you confused yet? Well, that's okay. If you can't figure out the life path number, that's fine. You can call into the show, and I'll be happy to do it for you. But one thing that's really easy to do is the day that a person was born. And this will help you to follow along with what I'm going to say with the rest of the show. A person is born on a day. Easy enough to identify. We all have our birthdays. So for tonight's purposes, we're just going to kind of group them together, the energy of the one, the energy of the two, and so forth. So if you know someone who was born on the 1st, 10th, 19th or 28th, we're talking about one energy there, the number one. Born on the 2nd, we're looking at the 2nd, the 11th, the 20th, and the 29th, we're talking about two energy there. Born on the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th, we're talking about somebody that has three energy. Born on the 4th, 13th, 22nd, and 31st, now we're talking about four energy. Born on the 5th, the 14th, and the 23rd, we have 5 energy. Born on the 6th, the 15th, the 24th, 6 energy. Born on the 7th, the 16th, or the 25th, we have 7 energy. On the 8th, the 17th, or 26th, we have 8 energy. And on the 9th, the 18th, or the 27th, we have 9 energy. So basically what you're doing is you're going to take that birthday, reduce it to a single digit, whatever you come up with, that's the number you really want to look at and pay attention to as we start talking about relationships. Okay. Now, one way, there's certain groups of numbers that seem to live together harmoniously. And it's one way that you can kind of look for compatibility with someone. And these numbers are called concords. The numbers that fall within the concord have a great deal in common, the most important thing being shared interests. Looking at the concords help us to measure compatibility because people with similar concord energy have a natural attraction to each other and a similar approach to life. like minds think alike. If you're a loved one and you have numbers that fall within a group of concords, chances are you have a solid foundation for a lasting relationship. You also find that this is a good place to look for friends and companionship. So, what are the concords? Well, we would want to group together the energy of the 3 and the 6 and the 9, because these are people that have this vibration, that have this number in their life path, have this number in their birthday, tend to be very inspirational, very creative, spiritual, and artistic people. These are the kind of people that I'd say get carried away by the sound of music. Maybe they might be the type of a woman that would dance and sing their way through housework or household chores. These are the kind of people that would be deeply touched by a beautiful poem or even brought to tears by a sentimental movie. These are the kind of people that would sit and watch the sunset and maybe after watching it be inspired by it and maybe turn around and paint their bedroom maybe in hues of gold and red. If you're the kind of person, you know, that creates, you know, this is this type of energy, you know, these are the artists, these are the people that beautify things. And so these would be the kind of person that could take fabric and turn it into a table runner or a patchwork bedspread or somehow create and beauty in their homes and in their lives. That's what the 3, 6, and 9 are like, very artistic and very creative, but they're also very inspirational people. They inspire people. Another way to look at this concord, 3, 6s, and 9s, is their perception of life comes from a place deep in their heart. And they really do tend to be quite emotional, but they're also quite expressive. And in this group, you'll find the artists, the writers, the teachers, and the healers. And the most creative people fall within this group of numbers. They also identify with spiritual philosophy and can be quite spiritual at heart as well. So in this group, again, you're going to find people with a 3, 6, and 9 life paths, but also people born on the following days, the 3rd, the 6th, the 9th, the 12th, the 15th, the 18th, the 21st, the 24th, the 27th, and the 30th of any month. Now, the next set of concords are the intellectuals and the technical people, the techies. And these are the numbers of 1, 5, and 7. So these are the people that, you know, have all those books sitting around the house, you know, that teach them things, their technical books. Or maybe they subscribe to many magazines, you know, computer magazines or different kinds of technical magazines. These are, you know, really the brainiacs. These are the people that understand how a computer works. It's never been a problem for them. The VCR was never a challenge to them. They're the kind of people that they don't like for you to get emotional. They have a tendency to approach things on a mental level, and they handle things in a more logical way than an emotional person would. They definitely have very curious energy, a searching for knowledge, a desire to learn. That's very strong in these numbers, the 1, 5, and 7. These are the intellects, the analytical thinkers, and the mental types. They tend to be rational, less emotional. That's the way they approach situations. That's just the way they are. They might actually, you know, have an insatiable appetite for learning, and so, you know, whether it's spending hours on the computer researching things or going to the library or looking things up on Google, this is that type of energy. These are the people that rule the world of science and computers and any profession where knowledge is the key. Now, in this group, you'll have people of the 1, 5, and 7 life path, but also those born on the day of the 1st, the 5th, the 7th, the 10th, the 14th, the 16th, the 19th, the 23rd, the 25th, or 28th of any month. Now, the next set of concords is the 2 and the 4 and the 8. Now, these are the business people, the money managers. These are the real efficiency experts. For these people, it would not be unusual for them to wake up to a list of things to do. And it was probably written the night before when they went to bed. Their home is probably always in order and there's a place for everything in it. When they get up in the morning, probably the first thing that they think about is getting ready to go to work. And probably they have their clothes laid out, their briefcase is ready, the keys to the car exactly by the door where they left them the night before. These people are hard workers, and they also have excellent business skills. And these are the kind of people who are very career-minded and very business-orientated. They're practical, grounded, efficient, and stable. People with these Concord numbers thrive on efficiency and order. They not only build businesses, but handle operations and the management of them. Here you would find the achievers and the money makers of the business world. In this group, you would have people that were born on with a 2, a 4, or an 8 life path, as well as those born on the day of the 2nd, the 4th, the 8th, the 11th, the 13th, the 17th, the 20th, the 22nd, the 26th, the 29th, or the 31st. Now, it's all well and good. We know what the Concords are, and we know why they would be drawn to each other. But sometimes we are drawn to people like ourselves, but in other cases, we are drawn to someone who has qualities we need in order to stabilize our own shortcomings. Let's say, for instance, that you're that inspired artist type in the 369 group who lacks organization in your life. You might have a problem moving from project to project or constantly being distracted and not very accomplishing very much. This would be the typical starving artist, never being able to make a living using your artistic ability. Now, someone with organizational skills who is more grounded and practical might end up being a good influence on you, setting an example to you of how to focus your talents. If a business partnership was entered, certainly having someone capable of handling the monetary aspects of your talent would be beneficial to your success. In this case, combining a 3, 6, or 9 with a 2, 4, and 8 might be a match that has very positive aspects, although they're not kindred spirits to begin with. Now, the 1, 5, and 7 would have a lot to learn when it comes to the arena of emotion from the 3, 6s, and 9s and vice versa. You know, you've got the 3, 6s, and 9s that come from the heart and the 1, 5s, and 7 that try to approach everything mentally. And so technically they could teach each other how to understand a different way of approaching things. Along the same lines, the 2, 4s, and 8s of the world could lighten up a little in the presence of the expressive, creative, and very heartfelt 3, 6s, and 9s. The thing to keep in mind here is all experiences teach us and cause us to grow, whether they're positive or negative. And a person who has opposite tendencies from you could teach you acceptance, compromise, and patience, which all in all makes you a better person in the end. Now, another interesting thing about the numbers to consider, especially when you're looking around at people and you're looking for love, is the fact that certain numbers are extroverted and certain numbers are introverted, just like people. Well, that's probably the reason why people are introverted and extroverted, because of their numbers. It's the other way around. Anyhow, numerology identifies numbers in these two categories. Now, an introvert has trouble knowing how to socialize and is more concerned with his personal needs and wants. And an extrovert likes people, needs companionship, and is more concerned with the wants and needs of others. Knowing what numbers are introverted and what numbers are extroverted help you to understand your potential mate's ability to get along with you. Now, the introverted numbers are 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. And the extroverted numbers are 2, 4, 6, and 8. Now, luckily, Most people have a mixture of both numbers in their chart, which helps to balance out their energy. Introverts view the world and their experiences, though, from a place of self and how it relates to them personally. So introverts, look, there's no other way to put it, are a little bit on the self-centered side. Extroverts view the world and their experiences from a place of for the good of all and how it relates to others. The extroverted numbers, the introverted numbers, 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 are the dreamers, more concerned with thoughts, beauty, and philosophy. The extroverted numbers, 2, 4, 6, and 8 are the doers, more concerned with people and things in the material world. When it comes to compatibility, having somewhat the same view on life is a plus. Now, a numerologist would want to look at a full chart for you and your potential mate to come to a conclusion about compatibility. I happen to believe that relationships between two people are not by chance, but in many ways they are part of your experience in this life for a reason. Experience teaches whether it's a good experience or a bad one. Once we learn from a relationship what we are willing to accept when it comes to love, along the same lines, we learn what we're not willing to accept. Each experience creates growth and understanding of who we are as a person, and from that, we move on to greater insight and wisdom when it comes to our love and our expectations about love. Let's say, for example, you've been in a relationship with a person who has been controlling or abusive. Certainly, you know what it feels like to have come to the conclusion that this is not acceptable for you. You are unhappy in this relationship. That very experience taught you to define your boundaries when it comes to love. You no longer would put yourself in the position to be controlled or abused again. Well, that's welcome to Relationships 101, and you've officially been the student, and your ex-boyfriend was the teacher. It may have seemed at the time to be a failure when the relationship ended, but in reality, it was a triumph for your soul because what you learned by it. What I'm trying to say here is that I'm not so convinced every relationship is meant to be perfect, but I am 100% sure that we learn by each relationship. This is why numerology is so valuable when it comes to understanding human nature. Because once we understand a person, we can learn to accept them for who they actually are. There are no misconceptions, illusions, or delusions with numerology, only the facts. Numerology is accurate, pure, and simple. It is not trying to impress you, nor is it trying to put its best foot forward. It is an excellent way to get to know him or her on a deeper level, without waiting to find out further down the road and in the future. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about each number and what that kind of means in a relationship. But before I do that, I'd like to give you the numbers to call in. Now, you can call in for a number of reasons. If you've got someone you're interested in and you'd like me to give you a little insight and you have their day of birth, I'd be happy to give you that insight. If you would like a personal reading for yourself based on your date of birth, I'd be happy to do that too. And of course, if you have a question, just a regular old numerology question, by all means, feel free to call in and I'd do my best to answer it. So here are the numbers. You can call in free USA at 1-877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 1-888-810-8322. And, of course, in California, you can call direct at 530-876-3222. Okay, we're going to go over just a little... Hi, who's calling?
Well, this is Brian. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm just calling for a reading on my birthday.
Sure, you want a regular reading? Sure.
Sure.
Now, Brian, do you have your radio, your computer sound on?
I just turned it on.
Thank you. Can you give me your date of birth, please?
Yes, 4/10/75.
Okay. 4/10/1975. Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty. Let's see what we can come up with here. And just really quick one out. And I'm just doing out your name here. Oh, dead airspace. Not good. okay. Okay. Well, the good news is, you know, just looking at your name, okay? Is it spelled B-R-I-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. The B at the beginning of your name is talking about your sensitivity, you know, and this is kind of being feeling like you feel a little bit of the surroundings around you, so you feel, sense people's energy. But the whole vibration of the name Brian is an A, so that's kind of a, you know, bring me the money, show me the money kind of a name. So it's it's a successful sounding name, and it vibrates to an 8. Now, when I look at April 10th, 1975, and I'm looking at what I can get from your date of birth is, first off, your life path number, which is a 9. And, you know, the 9 life path is that of the humanitarian, the person who really wants to accomplish something in their life to make this world a better place, or in some fashion to help their weaker brothers and sisters, or to do something meaningful, to be of service. This is also a very spiritual, highly spiritual vibration, the 9. So there's a lot of, it's not so much that you come to learn, but you're remembering a lot of spiritual truth. And quite a few psychics and spiritual teachers actually have this life path number, so there's a lot of psychic ability that comes in with that as well. And I would also say to look, hold on a second, just give me a second here. Too much talking. Okay, just had to take a sip of water. I'd also say that to look into your childhood, because sometimes the 9s have difficult childhoods or circumstances in their childhood that perhaps teach them what compassion is, what empathy is, even what unconditional love is. Does that make sense to you at all, Brian?
Yes, totally.
Okay. And so what I would want to tell you is that you want to be very cautious about carrying that into the now, meaning it's really important for you to be able to forgive, to be able to release that, to release your path and move forward and understand that from that experience, this is what cultivated this kindness, this loving part of you, this compassionate and this empathetic you. And you have to kind of release the childhood or release whatever memories are there. Because really, you come to be of service to mankind. You don't belong to anyone. You're a citizen of the world, and really you're here to help humanity in some fashion. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. And you really want success in this area as well. You know, 9s can't help it. They kind of want to be famous, you know, or they want to be famous for the good that they've done. But unfortunately for you, you have to give love. And it's not about you receiving or getting thanked or patted on the back for things. Sometimes it's selfless service. And sometimes you might feel like do unto others as you would have them do unto me, and you're sitting there going, what about the do unto me part, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to also tell you that in your lifetime with relationships, you know, they come and go. And you might have a hard time holding on to them as well. And this is trying to, you know, show you that you belong to the world, not to any one particular person. And you are learning unconditional love. And you got to think about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If you're learning unconditional love, obviously, the person that you're learning it about, you know, sometimes they're not a real pleasant person. Because you have to think about the word unconditional. You love them no matter what, okay?
Right.
So you got a lot of people in your life that you got to love no matter what. So, you know, hard for me to figure out what exactly they're doing that makes you have to do that. But if you think about that for a minute, I think it'll make sense to you, okay?
Yeah, it feels like I give more than I receive.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But that's your job.
But the funny thing is I don't hold that against anybody. That's just the way I am. Yes.
Good for you. Now, your birthday number is a very strong 10. Usually whenever there's a zero in a person's anywhere in their chart, that is talking about intensified energy there. So it's intensifying your energy of the one. So here we've got, you know, that you have leadership abilities, that you're very creative, you have a very creative mind. You think outside of the box. But you can be very independent and very much an individual. Very protective of those that you love. You can be a very the type of person that can lead others. So this, and it's intensifying the energy by that zero. And so, you know, there's a part of you that's a very meant to lead in some fashion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, you might even project this independence as well. Sometimes with relationships, people have a lot of ones in their chart. I can't see the rest of your chart, but I know some people that have one life past, 10 birthdays, they actually project that I don't really need you. I can do it okay by myself. You project this independence. Okay, now I want to talk to you a little bit about your challenges.
Yes.
Because you have zero challenges in the way they're configured. And I know you don't know what these are, but they're part of a chart that tells us, you know, where you might have something you got to work through. And whenever anybody has zeros in that area, it's old soul energy, okay? So what I want to tell you, though, is your major challenge in life is the inner child. And it's not being able to express yourself or inhibiting yourself, meaning, you know, somewhere along the lines, your creativity got repressed. Maybe even your individualism or the inner child itself got repressed. And so maybe sometimes you hold back, or you don't say what you're thinking, or maybe you just can't express yourself, or maybe you think up all this really clever stuff, but you don't dare say it because you're not really sure that it's funny or it's appropriate, or maybe you shy away from the limelight and you just don't want to be seen. Does that make sense to you, Brian?
Yes, totally. It was more like that when I was in high school than ever. But yeah,
good, because it's early in your life, yes.
Yes.
Okay. And but the good news about that is I have good news about that. You want to hear the good news?
Yes, sure.
When you overcome that, when you finally step into the limelight, when you finally understand that you're a very charismatic, magnetic person, which is what this is saying about you, you actually can be a star, a very gifted with words, very gifted speaking them and writing them. And this is talking about an abundance of artistic ability for you as well. That 9 has a lot of artistic and writing ability and teacher ability. These 3 challenges say that you absolutely have artistic writing, even speaking ability. Okay?
Wow. That's what I was working on here is teaching ability. That's what I'm trying to starting to get into.
Good. Well, you have an abundance of that in your chart, okay? Abundance.
Okay.
And now, your pinnacles, and this is just give you a little heads up as to what's going on with you. How old are you right now?
32.
Okay, 32.
Yes.
Okay. Since you've been born, you've been in these 5 pinnacles. I really like to look at the rest of your chart because then I can make sense of why you're here. But I'll just tell you what they mean.
Yes.
And what this is meaning for you is that your life has been a little bit of a roller coaster. A lot of ups and downs. Nothing wants to stay constant for you. Try to plan something. It falls through. You just kind of got to fly by your seat of a pants here for a while, okay? Mm-hmm. You have these 5 pinnacles up until the age of 36, and what's going on there is just change is constant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Lot of opportunity, though, there for public speaking, networking, workshops, anything, even teaching. Anything where you use communication, writing, travel and adventure as well. You know, 9s are meant to travel the world. These 5s hopefully have given you that opportunity to do some traveling. I'm going to tell you that you're going to switch out of this 5 at the age of 37. You're going into a 1 pinnacle. And I think that and your next 2 pinnacles talking about some, you know, big success for you. You have a 1 pinnacle coming that usually a person can really rise to the top during a 1 pinnacle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have an 8 pinnacle after that, which says money, abundance coming to you, a power and authority. So that's kind of cool, right?
Yes, that sounds wonderful.
Okay. And just real quick, just give you 2 more seconds. Your personal year this year is 5, so you've been on that roller coaster extra hard this year. A lot of change coming around you, change of job, relationships, where you live, traveling, what's going on?
We've just moved. We moved from a duplex into a home. Finally got our first house.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
So it was a big, yeah, it was one of those, you know, a big move and everything, and just for the first time owning our own home, so it felt really good, you know.
Wonderful, and you did it perfectly in your 5 year, which says I'm changing things and people move in the 5 years. So good for you. You did it right on schedule.
And the only other thing I wanted to ask real quick was, in the past 2 or 3 years, I've been seeing those strong sequence of numbers, threes, fives, four, fives, and six, or three, fours, and fives. You know, like you look at the clock, number sequences all the time. They're just real strong. Just look up at the clocks and the times, and boom, there it is, 333, 444, 555. And I didn't know what that meant.
Okay, well, there's several schools of thought on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
And I would tell you, what I would tell you is to absolutely, numbers are the universal language. It is the language, the beginning of time. And it's very much based in spiritual philosophy. Numbers have meanings. Numbers have meanings. I just got done telling you what a 9 meant, what your birthday meant. I'm giving you the meanings of numbers by reading your chart, you see. So numbers have meanings. And the way in which the spiritual realm communicates to us is through numbers. And so when we look at the numbers that we're being presented, that gives us messages. But there is another school of thought on that as well that has to do with a wake-up call for you to more or less activate your spiritual side, your higher self, or to activate you as a light worker. And so there's two schools of thought on that. Actually, both kind of work for me because I do believe that numbers are spiritual messages, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay? So when you see them in sequence like that, you're getting a message. It's your wake-up.
I see them all the time for the past about 3 years now. I've been seeing them just almost down the. It used to be stronger about a year or two ago. I used to see them about every day or every other day I'd see them. And now it's died off a little bit, but it's still there.
Now, what did you start out with and where are you at now?
I'll say that one more time.
Well, did you start off seeing 111 and then move your way through to 222? 333 and all that?
I think around 2 and 3s.
Uh-huh.
That I can remember. It was 222, 333s, those two. And then it started going into 4s and 5s.
Right.
Like a gradual approach, yes.
Right. Well, I really think that what I would do if I were you, it's easy enough to look up on the Internet in a Google search, a basic meaning of what the numbers are, okay? And then when you see the numbers in sequence, read what the number means, and then think about how you can apply that to your life and if it makes sense to you as far as being a number. It's easy enough to do, basic interpretation. Because really, you have to look from your experience as to what the message is. Quite like dreams, you know, the only person that can really interpret your dream is you because you know what the symbolism is. And so same thing goes with the numbers. Look at what they mean and then just try to apply it to your life, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Allison.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, Brian.
God bless.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so getting back to where we were, and again, I remind the listeners, we've been talking about relationships on the show. We've gone over what numbers kind of go well together, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the different types of numbers and what that might mean if somebody had that energy. But you're more than welcome to call into the show. If you would like a reading, I'd be happy to do a reading for you, just like I did for Brian. If you have someone, a significant other, husband, friend, could even be your child, and you want to understand them a little bit better, and you want me to take a look at them as far as a relationship goes, by all means, call me. I'll look at their date of birth as well. And certainly, if you have a numerology question, you're welcome to ask that as well. The numbers again, 1-877-876-5227. From Canada, 1-888-810-8322, and from California, 530-876-3222. Just give me a call. I'll look at your numbers. So anyhow, when we're looking at someone that has a one birthday, one life path, okay, and you're looking at him and you're considering this relationship, got to tell you, you've got someone there that's pretty darn confident and really wants to succeed. I mean, you got to think about it. you know, I want to be number one. He wants to be number one. He has a lot of ambition. And he really will try to make it to the top. But the thing of it is really people with a lot of one energy, they should have their own businesses. They really should start their own businesses. So, you know, maybe you've met him and he has his own business and he's a one life path, one birthday. See, that's how it works. The one thing you got to understand about this guy is he makes up his own mind about things, and he's not going to be influenced by your opinion or anybody else's. And this is an example of you knocking your head against the proverbial wall, trying to convince him of anything he doesn't really accept. So you better be willing, just be ready to accept that about him, that he makes up his own mind about things. And he's not so good at taking advice, and sometimes he can be even impatient when you're trying to give him advice. So, you know, can you live with that? That's the big question. But the point of the matter is, he's very, very protective. He's very, you know, independent. He doesn't need a lot of nurturing, but he does need you to, you know, shore up his ego a little bit. He has his very own style and flair. I mean, this is the number of an individual. So if you've got a one guy, he's strong, makes up his own mind, and he's really going to find his own way through life. He's not going to follow directions. So bear that in mind. And I think I heard another caller. Who's calling?
Hello. This is Rosemary from the Chicago area.
Hi, Rosemary from the Chicago area. How are you?
Happy, delighted. You're working on relationships, and it took me 50 years to find my husband. And
50 years?
50 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I think I started looking for him when I was 5.
Aww.
And I would, his birthday is August 12th, 1930. And I'd like to find out what it is about him that makes him so magnificent with those numbers.
Okay, so we've got August 12th, 1930, and we're looking for what makes him so magnificent. Okay, I can do that. Oh, that's sweet. I love that. I love this. Okay, let's see what makes him so magnificent. Well, first off, you've got, you know, the sixth life path. So you have someone who is romantic, number one,
mm-hmm.
and he's nurturing and caring and family-orientated and children-orientated. I mean, usually people that have six are the cosmic, well, you know, parents sort of energy.
Mm-hmm.
He has a kind heart, sympathetic,
mm-hmm.
good with friends. Usually sixes are liked by everyone. They get along with everyone. It's a very extroverted sort of an energy. So we know when it comes to families, love, and relationships, sixes is really, this is the guy that wants the white picket fence, kids, the wife, and the whole shebang.
Mm-hmm.
And also he's kind to his neighbors. He's thoughtful. That's the energy of the six. Now, the birthday, 12, means that he's got a great sense of humor, that he's fun to listen to, interesting. He's a little bit of a star, you know. And usually, even with anyone that's carrying that sort of energy as well, they tend to look younger than they actually are, and they have a little bit of an inner child thing going on, so he can be a little bit impish at times.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of make you grin and laugh. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Right. So you got loving and romantic, but you also got fun at the same time, okay? Now, the six can be very conservative and you know, but the three can be a little bit of a playful. So that's nice. You know, he can, mm-hmm. it doesn't, like if you had a lot of three energy, he would like literally spend the mortgage money on a good time. But thank God for the six because it brings him down and keeps him very practical. And so he's playful without being stupid, okay? That's what I'm trying to say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I would think, is he disorganized or over-organized? Because he's got a major four challenge going on at this time of his life. When a person has a four challenge, what that means is that they can go one or two ways. You know, they can either be rules and regulations and wanting everything just so, or they can be totally disorganized and undisciplined. Do you feel he has a problem with that in any way?
I think he's really compromised. He's let me be unorganized, and he's decided to be organized and accept me anyway.
Except you?
Except my style.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean,
well, maybe you have
that both.
Oh, okay. Because you see, you know, that four just kind of hangs there. That's kind of interesting. Now, let's see. We're going to tell you about where he's at. His last pinnacle is really where he is at this time in his life, which is a three. And that generally, you know, anything creative, anything where he is expressing himself artistically, or, you know, whether it's a hobby or whatever, it'll work out really well for him. It's a good time for working with words, being on stage, being in front of people. Usually the three pentacles usually mean wanting to push you out there, put you in front of people, friends, social, that sort of a thing. And he's in a 2 year this year. So I'm going to tell you, his life will be a little bit more romantic this year, you know, because the two kind of wants to pull, you know, very romantic and lovey, and almost wanting to be closer to you. So you might feel him doing that a little bit more this year, being a little bit more romantic. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm. It's been fun.
Oh, well, good. Well, I would say enjoy this year because, you know, you're going to be a focal point of his this year. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever the two energy comes around, it's wanting to be in love, being close to someone. He might be a little oversensitive this year, though, so, you know, you might have to kiss a few boo-boos, you know. But other than that, he'll be, you know, very much, you had to stick to the tune, you got a lot of romance, so it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So,
if I knew his full name, I could actually look at the full chart, but I could only look at little bits and pieces here on the radio.
Okay.
Did that sound like him?
That sounds exactly like him. What's his health outlook for this year?
What is his what?
Health outlook for this year.
Oh, well, with it being a two,
mm-hmm.
It gives me some information that does give a little indication of watching the health. But really what I would want to do to answer that question, like right now I'd be guessing, mm-hmm. what I would want to do is to actually look at the full chart and look at his essences and bring a whole lot more information in before I said anything really concrete on that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole different, that's more than I can give you here
for
just the date of birth reading. I'm sorry.
Oh, not a problem. I just thought I'd ask.
That's fine. I with a three pentacle, it shouldn't, threes generally, when you're in that sort of energy, you recover quicker, even if you get sick. And he has a three in his chart, which also says that he can recover quicker. So overall, because of the three, it keeps him younger and keeps him healthier than some of the other energies. But without looking at the total picture, it's hard for me to say for this year specifically for you, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I remember, you know those aura pictures? You know, where they take
yes.
a picture of your aura?
Yes.
We had that. I drug him in there. He was a drug along. had the picture taken, and it has been, I'll show that to people rather than his actual physical, and they'll go, oh, my, that's nice.
Now, what colors came up in his aura photo?
A beautiful pink heart light
mm-hmm.
and deep indigo blue and turquoise and violet and some shades of bright gold.
Wow. So, now you're making me want his whole chart and his whole name. Now I want to see the rest of it. I can tell you that some of the aura colors actually are the numbers. So
ooh.
Generally speaking, that when we get an aura photograph, basically the numbers in your first five core numbers are showing up in there, and where you've developed it and where you're balanced with it is also showing in the aura photographs. So I find that really, as a matter of fact, next week we're having Pamela Osley on the show,
mm-hmm.
and she has a wonderful book out on auras, love colors, and she's just fabulous. So you might want to call into the show next week and talk to Pamela about her interpretation of your gorgeous husband's
mm-hmm.
Aura photo.
I may just do that. It is so much fun when you take that picture and show this to a child who still sees auras.
Oh.
And they go, oh. And it's nice for them to look at it and go, oh, yeah. And it's nice to be able to show them a good aura.
Yeah. Yeah, I love to get my aura photograph done. I love it. It's so much fun. And I also love it. The reason why I got into it was because I was studying the auras and I was comparing the colors to numerology, and I knew what my numbers were. So I, you know, I'm like the veritable scientist. You know, I'm going to go get it done just so I can compare and see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And it just amazed me how the colors match the numbers, and I think that's fabulous. And bring the children on. You know, they're smarter than we are. You know.
Yeah.
So.
And I just, the numbers are beautiful, and I'd like to learn more about it. Are there some classes that you'll be offering on your website?
Well, I am going to be in Doylestown, Pennsylvania this
mm-hmm.
week. But I am going to be working on some, maybe, internet classes. And if you sign up for my newsletter, I'd be happy to send you that information.
I would be delighted to do so. I mean, it just would be a very, very helpful thing for me to have.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. wonderful.
And you
well, thank you for calling. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. And thank you for the good work you're doing.
Hi, right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, well, we've got a few more minutes. So I think what I'll do is, you know, just try to talk a little bit about the different kinds of energy with a person, a few more before we go. If you have somebody with two energy, like a two life path, two birthdays, you know, this is someone that's, you know, gentler and softer. If it's a guy, he actually has a feminine side, okay? And so this is the type of energy that is romantic. It wants to make its partner feel like they're the center of the universe. And these are the kind of people with candlelight dinners and flowers and romantic evenings. This person really wants to be loved and be in love and be loved, okay? So your two people are really, really very sensitive lovers. They're very sensitive to your feelings and to your needs. But sometimes they can almost give a little bit too much of themselves and not really stand into their own power. So you've got to be, sometimes loving someone with a lot of two energy, it can be a little bit difficult because sometimes they don't always tell you what they're thinking. Sometimes they just want to, they're people pleasers and they want to please you. But that's not a bad thing when they want to make put you up on that pedestal and worship you. You know, if you're a woman, that's not a bad thing. If you have a three person in your life, you've got somebody that's really going to make you laugh. They've got a great sense of humor. They're comfortable being the center of attention. They make the simplest of stories sound fun and interesting. Their faces light up, and his words are just mesmerizing. And so this is really kind of star quality. This is somebody that's super friendly, might even be the class clown even. A lot of enthusiasm. Like I said with the other callers, this is the inner child. The three energy is always the inner child. And the nice thing about three energy is they have a tendency to look a lot younger than they are. So be sure you check their driver's license for their ages, okay? They always look younger than they are. If you got somebody that's four, now you're talking somebody that you can take home to mom because this guy's got a job. He wants to keep it. Hardworking, stable, down-to-earth kind of a person. You can really count on him to do what he's going to do, you know. Honest, trustworthy, all kind of good Boy Scout qualities. Now, if you got somebody that's a five, now you're talking somebody who's a little bit of a wild child, a little bit of an unconventional. And this person's got some sexy vibes going for them. So, you know, this is the one with the sex appeal. So this is probably the one mom warned you about. But this is an adventurer. You know, this is a free spirit. And they're very curious, very mental people. And they're always up for adventure and travel and just a lot of fun. Sixes, like I said, they're sweet, romantic, family-loving. They want to be of service and help others. They're good friends. Very nurturing, wonderful people. Sevens, they're a little bit on the brainiac side. Very smart, very analytical. They got great minds, very spiritual. Still waters run deep is a really good way to describe a seven. They're very unusual and very discerning, and they're very refined people as well. Somewhat mysterious, but, you know, if you can get in to the inner world of a seven, you've really found a treasure. And, oh, dear. Well, it looks like I'm almost running out of time, so you know what? I'll give you the tips on the 8 and 9 another time. All right, thank you so much for joining Visible by Numbers this evening. Thank you to our callers for calling in, for all of you for joining me. We'll be back again next week. Up next, I think, is News for the Soul. Once again, thanks for joining us. I wish you peace, love, and abundance. Have a great night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.